Islam is a lofty structure that stands on five pillars. Without these pillars, the structure will have little support and may easily collapse. Five pillars. We are unlike wolves, which live separately, each on his own. Nor are we like mindless sheep driven by a shepherd. We are individuals in a society, and the balance is paramount. Man needs to maintain a careful balance between his spiritual and physical needs, and between his personal and social life. Such a balance is best achieved through the five pillars on which the structure of Islam is built. Through these, man's public life functions in harmony with his inner soul, and every individual complements his Muslim brethren. How does all this work? The Declaration. This is the declaration of belief in God's oneness and in Muhammad as God's messenger. It lays down a basic principle which establishes a community united by one of the most important and fairest principles, namely, that all worship should be addressed to God alone. The declaration is the one shared value that creates a well-knit community that is free of inner conflict. One God to be obeyed and one prophet to be followed. I bear witness that there is no deity other than God, and I bear witness that Muhammad is God's messenger. This declaration confirms that all worship must be addressed to God alone, because He is the creator and the provider who alone conducts all affairs of the universe. It also acknowledges that Prophet Muhammad, who was God's last messenger, must be obeyed in all what he bids and forbids, because it is through him that we know what God wants us to do. Prayer. Muslims are required to offer five obligatory prayers every day. These prayers are spread over the day and night as to keep man's soul always in contact with the Creator. These prayers are indeed a most effective barrier that stops man from doing what incurs God's anger. By attending to these prayers, Muslims are always in a situation where they have finished a prayer a short while ago, or are preparing for a prayer that will soon be due. Thus, they are keen not to lose the effect of the prayer they have finished when they were in contact with their Lord. And at the same time, they do not wish to stand again in front of their Lord, having just committed a sin. This is the effect the five daily prayers have on a Muslim. The Prophet says, "The five prayers are like a running stream close to your door, where you bathe five times every day." Related by Muslim. When you look at the universe around you, you'll see that it totally submits to its supreme creator. Nothing in the universe rebels, deviates, shows boredom, stops functioning, or goes on strike. It's as if the whole universe is in a situation of permanent prayer and prostration. This is perfectly described by the Quranic verse that says,
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُّ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُّكْرِمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ
22:18 Honored by God, man should have been the first of all creatures to remain in permanent worship and prayer without a stop. However, he was chosen to be in charge of the earth and given what is suited to the fulfillment of this role. He has been given the needs and desires that help him to fulfill his role. Therefore, his nature makes man unsuited to be in permanent prayer. Instead, man needs a special worship that ensures his spiritual balance and serves as a continuous bond with his Lord, enabling him to draw closer to him. It should, at the same time, be suited to his nature and conducive to the fulfillment of his role in this life. This worship that man needs is the five daily prayers God has made obligatory to us. Zakat. Zakat is the safeguard that prevents social collapse. It is the institution that ensures that there will be no explosion like that suffered by communist societies that went too far to the left, or capitalist societies that went too far to the right. In both cases, large sections of society of both types endured hunger. Zakat is a financial act of worship, an annual duty paid by everyone who owns more than a certain threshold. It's a small portion, only 2.5%, or similarly small rates of certain types of property, such as agricultural produce and cattle. By paying their zakat, people ensure that their property is purified and that they are free of stinginess. They thus help their poor and needy brethren. God says to his messenger,
خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها.
9103. Fasting. This is a unique type of worship which God prescribed to earlier communities of believers. He has made it one of the pillars on which the structure of Islam is built. Muslims abstain from food, drink, and sex from dawn to dusk for a full month every year. This worship provides training to control one's desires and abstain from one's pleasures. At the same time, it promotes health. It provides a bond between the Muslim community and earlier communities of believers who followed earlier prophets. God says,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
2.183. Fasting shows how easy Islam is. When Muslims are ill or traveling, they are given an exemption of fasting, provided that they compensate by fasting the same number of days when they've recovered or returned home. The pilgrimage. This is the great gathering a Muslim is required to attend at least once in a lifetime, provided that he's physically and financially able to undertake the journey. Muslims of all races, colors, and nationalities meet at the same place, wearing the same garments in absolute equality, glorifying their one Lord. They speak numerous languages, but offer the same worship. They regain their pure human nature. Should we put aside all the splendid aspects of Islam and focus only on its legislation and its unique organization of human life, we will find clear evidence that shows every rational person that Islam is the religion bestowed by God, the creator of the universe.